Transformation Syracuse is pleased to announce that internationally recognized prophet Chuck Pierce will be in Syracuse on Sunday night, May 6th at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held at Believer's Chapel in Cicero. For additional information, please visit transformationsyracuse.org or call 315-395-9674.
Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse is an organization that regularly sees God do miraculous things. We had a lady come in for prayer with her husband. It was her husband who was receiving prayer, and yet her neck was completely healed. She was able to have full range of motion in her neck without any pain whatsoever. What's amazing is she had a steel plate in her neck with 8 titanium screws and clamps and couldn't move her head to the right in 5 years. She had full range of motion. She was off all pain medication, and all she did was come in with her husband and sit in the presence of God. When you're in a believing environment, God does miraculous things. So if you need a touch from God, or you know someone who needs God's touch, please come in for healing prayer. We've seen God do all kinds of miraculous things. You can read some of the testimonies online at HealingSyracuse.com. So if you need a touch from God, or you know someone who needs God's touch, please come in for healing prayer. Even medical studies confirm the power of prayer. Doesn't your doctor send you to a specialist for specific medical problems? Then why not include Jesus Christ, the great physician, in your list of specialists and come in for healing prayer?
Please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays from 3 to 8 p.m.
We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York.
For detailed directions, please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at HealingSyracuse.com.
In 1915, the lightning of God hit Spokane. Over the next 5 years, 100,000 people were healed of every imaginable disease. A group of believers headed by Reverend John G. Lake leased space in a downtown Spokane office building, and following the instructions of Jesus Christ found in the Bible, began to pray for the sick. Thousands were miraculously healed. Cancer tumors literally fell from some. Others threw down their crutches and wheelchairs as the healing power of Jesus restored twisted and deformed limbs. By 1920, Spokane was declared the healthiest city in the world. The power of God is healing the sick again, and He can heal you. We invite you to stop by or visit our website.
Hi, I'm Rod Howard, and let's start today's program off with a great testimony. On the line is Irene Clayman of Spokane. Irene, you had a burned esophagus.
Well, I had been having radiation treatments for the cancer that had spread to my back, and it was on the 8th and 10th vertebrae. So when they were radiating the spine, the radiation went through and burned my esophagus. And I was having a really tough time swallowing. I was having a tough time eating. It was very uncomfortable. I had a friend tell me about the healing room, and I said, gee, that sounds really exciting. She said, good, let's go tomorrow. And it was like, oh, I have a wonderful prayer chain that goes all across the United States that prays for my healing. And it was like, well, now why would I want to go to the healing room? And it was just amazing, because you just walk in and you just feel the power of the Lord there. And the people were so courteous and understanding and sympathetic, and you could just feel the Lord's presence.
So the team took you in a room and prayed for you, and what happened?
It was almost like a weight was taken off of me. I swallowed okay, and my friend says, well, let's go to lunch. And at first I'm kind of like, oh no, I'll just go and become uncomfortable. We went to lunch, and I ate everything within sight, and no pain, no discomfort. And it was just like, oh, it's just miraculous. It was so wonderful. And boy, let me tell you, I started spreading the word about the healing room.
When they were praying for you, was there any sensation in your throat or anything?
No, I really didn't feel any sensation in my throat. It was just a complete peace, though, of letting myself just totally listen to the Lord, I guess is the best way to put it. I could just feel His presence totally within my body, healing me as the great healer He is.
Another of the amazing testimonies that show that God is, in fact, on the move in the earth again today. With me is Cal Pierce, director of the Spokane Healing Rooms. Hello, Cal.
Hello, Rod. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Let's talk about some more of the roadblocks to healing. We've talked about unforgiveness. We've talked about a lack of knowledge. What is one of the next major roadblocks to healing?
Well, it has to do with properly discerning the Lord's body in the communion that we take through what is represented in the atonement. And I think this is very significant. I think it speaks a lot to what has caused the corporate body not to walk in healing in a proper manner. What happens is when we take the cup, which represents the blood, and we take the bread that represents Jesus' body that was broken for us, we need to take it with a proper understanding of what is represented in it. And if we do not do that, then we are sort of canceling out the provision of what is represented in that. And we need to have a proper understanding of what that provision is so that we can take the communion and have it properly impact us. Because the scripture talks about, take these emblems, which represents what Christ provided at the cross, to remember what that provision is. And we take it internally so that it begins to transform us, not just in spirit, but in mind and body, to impact the whole person.
Now, the major emphasis I've always heard on the element of the bread is that we are all one loaf, and so that recognizing the body of Christ has to do with recognizing you as my brother and so on. Is that an improper emphasis?
Well, I believe that, I think that's part of it. But also part of that is spelled out very clearly in 1 Corinthians 11:27-31. And let me read this scripture. It says, "Therefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would not judge ourselves, we should not be judged." So what this is saying, this is referring to the Lord's physical body in what he provided on the cross for us. So it goes beyond the body of Christ that's made up of all the members, but also it goes right to what is provided in the atonement. And this is, many are weak, many are sick, many sleep. And that word sleep means people who pass away early. And, I think it's important to understand that if we look at the church and the condition of the church, many are weak, many are sick in the church, and many sleep. Because it says, we have not properly discerned what is represented in the Lord's body, in what was broken for us on the cross. So, in essence, we've kind of taken one half of the provision. We've taken the cup that represents His blood for our salvation, but we have not properly taken the bread that represents His broken body for our healing. And if we don't understand that, then we cancel out the provision in Isaiah 53:4, where it says, He, Jesus, bore our sickness, He carried our pain on the cross. Matthew 8:17 talks about the provision for healing, that Jesus bore our sickness and carried our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. So if we do not properly understand this and we take that communion, we cancel the benefit of that atonement provision for our healing. And it says, because we have not properly discerned that, we are cursed with a curse. Well, the Bible says that he who hung on the cross was cursed. So the whole idea in the atonement and what was taken onto his body for our healing was that the sickness would go on Jesus so that it wouldn't be on us. So not only did Christ take care of the provision for sin, but also the result of that. And that's the sickness that the enemy wants to put on the church that comes through sin and the fall of man. So it's important that we have a proper understanding of this, because if sickness went on Jesus, if he bore it, and we're to remember that and keep it, we're to keep it on him so it doesn't come on us. But this scripture says, if we do not rightly discern what is represented, and we take the communion, we take into us unworthily that bread, then what we're doing is saying in this scripture, if you eateth and drinketh unworthily you eateth and drinketh damnation to yourself. So basically the sickness that Jesus bore comes off of him onto us. And therefore many are sick, many are weak, many pass away early.
So when we take the communion, what you're saying is properly discerning the body of Christ involves more than just recognizing other members of the body. It involves recognizing the fact that his body was broken and therefore the curse of sickness was taken on him, and we don't have to take that upon ourselves.
That's right. Yes. When we unworthily partake of what forgiveness by God represents in communion, but we do not repent to him for it, then we are guilty of fraud and we have cursed ourselves with a curse. So we need to come to a place of forgiveness and say, Lord, forgive me for wrongly discerning what your broken body represents on the cross. Forgive me, Lord, and come to a place of that forgiveness and repentance when you take the bread as well as a cup, and have a proper understanding of what is represented in that, that he was cursed with sickness so we wouldn't have to be. He bore it so we wouldn't have to bear it. So if we properly apply that to ourselves, it will have a benefit to us.
In the same way that he bore our sins, he also bore our sicknesses so that we don't have to pay the price of either of them.
That's right. He did it. He did both things. So we have to approach the atonement to get all the benefit of it, not part of the benefit.
And basically what the scripture is saying is that because of the fact that we've only received part of the benefit, that's why there are so many sick and weak among us and so many die prematurely.
Well, the provision of the atonement is so powerful because it's everything that brings life to us. So we have to take that covenantally. We have to take that communion reverently in forgiveness and repentance to the Lord, and know that what we're doing is taking what is in his shed blood and broken body into us so that it will come into us and benefit us. This is why we take the communion, to bring right up to the forefront all the time the remembrance of what Christ has done on the cross and how powerful that is for us. And what we have to be careful of is that we do not judge ourselves in communion with regard to, and if we don't take it properly, we do that. We judge ourselves in communion with regard to sin as a spiritual root of disease to bring forth a repentance so that forgiveness, deliverance, and healing can be appropriated properly. And this brings forth the full benefits provided in the Lord's Supper. So we have to properly judge ourselves in the communion so that what is represented there so powerfully for us can come into us to bring a benefit. What good is the provision of the atonement if we can't benefit by it? And what the Lord is doing in the communion is keeping us in a proper perspective to this, keeping what that provision is before us constantly. And it's very powerful because what Christ provided at the cross is the whole benefit for salvation, the whole benefit for healing, for divine life, for all the things that God has. They come through that provision that Jesus provided. All the things that the first Adam lost were reestablished through the second Adam, Jesus, for his church. And we need to realize how powerful the communion is. And we have taken, I know I have taken in the past, communion as just kind of a ritualistic thing, mm-hmm. not properly discerning what is represented there. And if you can't properly discern it and have a proper understanding and apply it to your life, then what good is it? And God is saying, if you mistreat what Jesus provided to that degree, you all of a sudden bring the curse of sickness back on you. You lose the benefit of what the cross provided, and that is deliverance from the things of the enemy. So if you don't have that provision, then how can you have the benefit of that deliverance? Without the benefit of that deliverance, you have the curse that is there without the benefit.
Okay, I'd like to pick it up there next time because I want to ask you a few questions concerning times that you take communion. We're out of time for today. Thanks, Cal.
Okay, thank you, Rod.
For healing prayer, please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays from 3 to 8 p.m. We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. For detailed directions, please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com.
Is anything too hard for God? Will God meet your needs? Let's ask Him.